విదుర ఉవాచ
సుదుర్లభం యత్ పరమం పదం హరేర్
మాయా వినస్త చరణార్చితార్జితం లద్వాప్య సిద్ధార్థమివైక జన్మనా కథం సమాత్మానమమన్యతార్థవేత్. కంటిన్యూ టు ఇన్క్వైర్. సుదుర్లభం, వెరీ రేర్. యత్, దాట్ విచ్. పరమం, ఈస్ ద సుప్రీం. పదం, సిట్యుయేషన్. హరే, ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. మాయా వినః, వెరీ అఫెక్షనేట్. తత్, హిస్. చరణ, లోటస్ ఫీట్. అర్చన, by worship. Not fulfilled. Iva, as if. Eka janmana, in the duration of one life. Katham, why. Swam, own. Atmanam, heart. Amanyata, he felt. Arthavit, being very wise. Translation: Sri Vidura inquired, my dear Brahmana, the abode of the Lord Maharaj achieved this position even in one life, and he was very wise and conscientious. Why then was he not very pleased? Purport by His Divine Grace S.A. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Saint Vidura's inquiry is very relevant. The word arthavit, which refers to one who knows how to discriminate between reality and unreality, is very significant in this connection. And arthavit is also called paramahamsa. A paramahamsa accepts only the active principle of everything, just as a swan accepts only the milk from a mixture of water and milk. A paramahamsa accepts only the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his life and soul, neglecting all external material things. Dhruva Maharaj was in this category, and due to his determination, he achieved the result of his he desired. But still, when he returned home, he was not very pleased. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురో శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీ రూపం సాగ్రజాదం సహగణారఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం. శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణాలలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గోరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పదిదానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. We have a short purport. At the same time, This purport is posing a very important question and also establishing the position of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj has achieved whatever he cherished for. He had an unfair treatment from his stepmother. At the same time, Kiriyal. And he or she achieves that. At least temporarily, one will be happy. That is the material life, isn't it? Suppose one wins a jackpot, maybe $1 million, will be very happy, right? At least for some time. Someone becomes the president of a country like Dhruva Maharaj, he's going to Dhruva happiness in this material world. And that is the reality of this world. And Srila Prabhupada write in the purports that such material happiness is the greatest enemy of a living entity. Because there's an inkling of happiness. There's a sensation of happiness, even though it's not real happiness. It is for some time. But one is completely captivated by the allurement of Maya. Yes, we are very familiar with that. And we can see in our life, and we can see in the lives of people around us, how everyone is captivated constantly by the material energy. So yes, temporary happiness is awarded by achieving something, by getting something material. Right? And see the case of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj got whatever he wanted and much more in one sense. In one sense, he could avenge for stepmother's action. His stepmother, the Lord himself is telling Uttama, his stepbrother, will go for hunting and future who is going to get killed. And affected by such sorrow, his mother Surichi will also go to the forest and she will be completely devastated by forest fire. So in material sense, as a Kshatriya, Kshatriyas like revenge to avenge for, and that is achieved. The Lord is telling, yeah, you're going to achieve what you had already desired. That is on one plane. On the other level, he desired for a kingdom, which is not as big as his father. Okay, in one sense, Dhruva Maharaj was very intelligent. He didn't ask the Lord, or he didn't actually desire for, okay, I want a kingdom as big as my father, or I want to be the next in the country, you know, even Lord Brahma. So he had the capacity to desire like that. Think about desire, you know, the capacity of desire. First of all, we don't have, or many in this world don't believe that there is a person like Brahma exists. So what to speak about desiring something more than Lord Brahma has. So he had Shastric understanding, he was educated in Vedic knowledge. See, affected by any election in between. No by-elections, no problem, nobody is going to pull you down. You can control the entire planet. You can do the whole world, you can rule. Then he said, you will never get old. Good proposal, right? Never, no problem, you will never get old. So the Lord gave everything, and after that, the Lord, a few verses before, the Lord is going to tell very interesting benediction that is like a nectar for devotees, at least practicing devotees will feel this is really good deal. You can't get a better benediction than this. Okay, I'll read that, just the translation. The Lord continued, this was a couple of verses before. The Lord continued, next sentence here very carefully. In this way, you will be able to enjoy the blessings of material happiness in this life. Devotees don't mind. I'm not talking about pure devotees. But generally, when you talk about devotees, if somebody gets this benediction, devotees don't mind, right? You will be able to enjoy the blessings of material happiness in this life. So then devotees may be a bit concerned. So after that, because devotees know philosophy, then the Lord says, and at the time of your death, you will be able to remember me. Jai. Everyone will say, Hari Bol. We don't want, this is the best benediction that anyone can get. There is no material misery. There is all material happiness is provided when we are living in this world. And at the time of death, we can remember Krishna also. Isn't it? Can anyone get a better benediction than this? At the time of death, you know, when we get old, we'll do it. Right? That we say, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. If you want to cheat Krishna, Krishna become bigger cheater than you. So that is Krishna. You cannot cheat Krishna. Krishna is bigger than that, you know. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also. What he says? Among cheat?
Gambling.
Dyuta. I am gambling. He can cheat anyone, no problem. So this is Krishna. We cannot play with Krishna. And that Lord has kindly awarded Dhruva Maharaj this benediction. Especially devotees. Devotees have the term mani karma. Because we know karma and we know money. So combine this mani karma. Some, you know, my money karma is not good, but that devotee, money karma is very good. So he doesn't have any problem, no financial problems. Whereas I have to so struggle so hard. I am a devotee, I am also chanting 16 rounds, he is also chanting 16 rounds, but I have to struggle because the karma is not good. Because devotees, we know philosophy, so we come to the conclusion, it is because of karma. Now, that is a reality, but at the same time, then devotees do calculate. If I don't make this much money, how am I going to retire? I had to make such and such bank balance. I had to make this. I had to make that. Because I had to take it full to devotional service. I had to get to vanaprastha as soon as possible. Which is a very good desire. That's a big concern in the grihastha community. How fast we can lead up to vanaprastha. In that way we can make spiritual progress. It is based on what realization we have. So it is not really based on how much family backing we have. It is based on what realization one has. Second point is, it can be a factor. There will be some influence. But at the same time, it is dependent on our sadhana and seva. If we are serious, one can make progress even as a grihastha. So one doesn't have to wait for retirement. Some devotees can potentially make a plan that now I don't have any time. Because everything for the future. This is again coming back to the same mentality in new people asking, you know, or the India generally people say, you know, spiritual life after retirement. We are also coming to that kind of mentality. In fact, Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj makes a very interesting statement. He says, even many other Vaishnava sampradayas, they take step by step approach. Somebody is coming to the temple, they will not get into the highest. First, okay, you are a single man, okay, now get married. Vanaprastha, first grihastha, then vanaprastha. But at the time of vanaprastha, they will say, now everything is useless, you focus on Krishna. Whereas, when it comes to Krishna consciousness in ISKCON, if somebody actually walks into the door, for the first time, he will say, everything is useless, you worship Krishna. So this is the difference between some other sampradayas and ISKCON. Because Prabhupada will give to the point straight away. There is no mucking around. Just get to the point. Come, this is the path, this is what we had to follow. Everything else is secondary. The priority is Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada makes this point very, very clear. So we'll come to that point again. And coming to the same point, why Dhruva Maharaj was displeased? The best benediction. Completely displeased. It is not just that he was, you know, he felt a little bit temptation and repentance. So why such a transraj is not a karma mishra bhakta? He doesn't want any material desires. Love of Godhead has already developed in his heart. Because of that, thoughts of Dhruva Maharaj. What criminal activity did I perform? Srila Prabhupada makes this point, right? Prabhupada says, whoever is in the material world, we are all criminals. This is like a jail. We are criminals in that sense. Because material body, another interesting statement of Srila Prabhupada is, a material body means karma. It's karma. That's why there's a material. This describing Dhruva Maharaj as, there may be many paper or plastic may be lying around here, but if there is a $50 bill if lying there, immediately our eyes will go there. Artha is money. You know? So we know Arthavit, Imavit in the material platform. But on the spiritual platform, Dhruva Maharaj is Arthavit because he could distinguish between what is material and what is spiritual, who is the Supreme Personality or material desires at the first place. So this is Dhruva Maharaj, such a transformation. Now from this, we can clearly learn something. And also in between we can see Dhruvamaharaj was asked to wait. So he cannot go to the spiritual world now. How long? 36, even if you tell 36 months also, people will start crying. Right? So this is waiting period. Okay, you want to get initiated, you're going to come to my abode. Okay, you are not qualified now because you had material desires and I am fulfilling your material desires and you had to go through it and only after that you can come to me. After obtaining the Lord's lotus feet, one is completely satisfied. Dhruva was completely satisfied. That's what mentioned. Ichha vidhanam japata pallavam. The Lord's lotus feet is fulfilling all desires. Whatever desires we have, all desires, all encompassing is the Lord's lotus feet. Everything is fulfilled. So Dhruva was completely satisfied and that's why he looked down upon himself. So the biggest lesson we can learn is what will happen if you approach the Lord with material desires. The Lord can give the material desires. He can correct us. He can finally give us his lotus feet. He promises that. He will give. He will purify us and he will give at the end himself. That's what the Lord wants to do, but at the same time, but then the prayers will be the prayers of lamentation. They will be prayers of lamentation. It has to be. That's what Dhruva Maharaj is showing. It's not the same as prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. If you contrast the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj, there is a difference. Dhruva Maharaj is ashamed even after obtaining the Supreme Lord. Whereas Prahlad Maharaj, I don't want anything. I don't want anything. Both are telling, I don't want anything. But at the same time, Prahlad Maharaj, he is completely grateful. He is not feeling ashamed of himself in his prayers. He's telling, okay, if you want to give me any material desires, or not material desires, any desires, okay, you are the Varada Shabha, you are the best of the person who can award any benedictions. You remove any material desires that are there in my heart. This is a kind of prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Yes, here also Dhruva Maharaj prays. I don't want anything. I want only devotional service. I want the association of the devotees. I want to simply glorify you. But the Lord, he tricked. He gave a waiting period. So it is explained, what was the desire of Dhruva Maharaj after purification? He wanted to go to the abode of the Supreme Lord immediately. Because he understood. There is no point ruling over the kingdom. There is no point in any material possessions. So he wanted simply to go because he could see the Lord, the value of the Lord. So he just wanted to go to the Supreme Abode, but the Lord didn't allow. So that's why Dhruva Maharaj was completely displaced. He was displaced. He was feeling very bad inside. Now, the main lesson we can see that Srila Prabhupada carried the same mood. The mood of emergency, the mood of urgency. This is not Srila Prabhupada taking sannyas, coming to the West. No, even before that Srila Prabhupada had the mood of urgency that we cannot stay in this material world and we had to go back to Godhead. We have to help people. This was the mood of Srila Prabhupada. There is one interesting incident took place with Bhakti Prajnana Keshava Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Guru, Sannyas Guru Maharaj. Sannyas Guru, his godbrother, and himself. So he was with Keshava Maharaj, and that time Gandhiji visited the town for a political reason, for a political rally, you know, big conference, whatever. And Srila Prabhupada started begging Keshava Maharaj. This is the opportunity. Here we have a person who can influence the entire country, and our problems are not going to solve by getting rid of British from the country. It has to be a spiritual solution. So let's go. Maharaj, let's go. I will assist you. Let's go to Gandhi and speak to him. Let's convince him that stop just this political agenda and you preach Krishna consciousness. Directly preach Krishna consciousness. Now this is the opportunity. Let's go and see him. At the same time, Keshava Maharaj, he was of a different nature. He was not a person who would go approach people and preach. That was not his nature. So he couldn't do that. But Keshava Maharaj could see the urgency in Srila Prabhupada even then. Prabhupada was a grihastha and he was requesting, please give me sannyas. And Kesha Maharaj didn't give that time. Later it did happen. So like that, this was the urgency Srila Prabhupada had. After that, coming to the West, Srila Prabhupada, his instruction is, many times it will go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada is telling, this is urgent, do it now. That's why, as I explained earlier, not like any other sampradayas. Okay, now go through grihastha, go through brahmacharya, go through grihastha, now vanaprastha. Okay, after end of the life, okay, we'll preach. Everything else is useless, now go back home. Not Giriraj Maharaj, Bhaktacharya Maharaj. He was giving, Bhaktacharya Maharaj was himself mentioning this point. He told Bhaktacharya Maharaj that you had so many families in previous life. You had so many, this one life, give it to Krishna. We can see even when we approach great spiritual masters, gurus, etc. Even now, they say, you have a short period, how much is left? A short period of life, this you give it to Krishna. This is the message, short life, give it to Krishna. Take devotional service seriously, this is the message. Because what's the point otherwise? You know, just like that, if you consider your age, whatever it is, maybe 20, maybe 30, maybe 40, maybe 50, maybe 60, whatever it is, you can see that time span just went like this. Yes? Just went like this. No doubt. So how about the next 30 or 40, whatever lifespan we have left, we don't know how much, but whatever is left, 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever it is, it is going to go away like this. That's why Srila Prabhupada stressed, this is urgent, there is an emergency. And for that emergency, this month is very special. What is this month? Exactly, this is Purushottam Adhika Mas. This month is an opportunity to take Krishna consciousness seriously. Because if we look our own devotional life, we know where we are slacking. We don't really need to ask. Speak about Purushottam Adhika Mas a little bit to understand what is the significance and what we can do in this month. In fact, this month is to adjust between. So now this Purushottam Adhika Mas is to adjust even all months. So even Purushottam Adhika Mas significance. Pandavas and he saw their pitiable condition living in the forest, and the Lord was very angry at Duryodhana and party, and he wanted to annihilate everyone. So the Pandavas, they pleased the Lord and told, you know, please don't do anything. And the Lord told, okay, I will tell you some of the glories of this Purushottam Adhika Mas. That's how the Padmarupa Purana narrates the glories of Purushottam Adhika Mas. Originally, this month to adjust the solar and lunar calendar, personified was known as Malamas. Malamas means dirty, like stool. Malamas. So no one respected this mass this month. This month was disrespected and condemned by all the human beings and even the demigods. No one wanted to worship, no one wanted to do anything. So it was in a very, very pitiable condition. And this month personified was lamenting because they are part of Kala Shakti of the Lord. Kala Shakti is the direct energy of the Lord. So this month also, even though by pastime it is Malamas, still the personification of this month had a lot of power. She could go all the way to the above. I am in such a pitiable position. Like that, she was lamenting and then she fainted. You are in such a pitiable condition, but I will rescue you to go to Vaikuntha, but to the supreme abode of Lord Krishna's. Goloka Vrindavan. He is the same as Krishna, no problem. But Lord, the gopis and the cows. Lord Krishna said, yeah, it is great that you brought of your month. I will become the presiding deity of this month. And this month is non-different from me so that the whole world. Exactly. Kartika Devi is Srimati Radharani. So the Kartik Vrat is considered Urja Vrat. Because Radharani is known here onwards as Purushottam month by my name. And Purushottam Mas. That's how the Purushottam Mas became very significant. Worship of the Lord Radha and Krishna is considered very important. And at least this month, full Mangalarti is given packed, it is really good. Just like Kartik month. Because you get the benefit of Kartik month by doing this Purushottam month, observing Purushottam month. So yes, worship of the Lord, very important. Then one can take extra time for chanting, extra rounds. So this is another very important aspect of this month. One gets multiple time benefits by this. Then one can study Shastra. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita. If you have difficulty in study Shastra, like I took the 10th canto, 14th chapter, which is all those, I could see that Purushottam month effect. Even after many years, still those prayers are quite fresh and, you know, very strong. You know, this is the power of this month. If you do some extra endeavor in this month to do any devotional activity, especially studying Shastra, chanting extra rounds, worshipping the Lord, one is going to get multiple time benefits. So this is an opportunity for us to take this seriously, this month seriously, and take the next step towards Krishna. So that is the urgency. So as I'm talking about urgency, so this is an opportunity to be out of... Okay, thank you. And it was even sung by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very important prayers. Any other question? Yeah, it may not be 1,000 times. Lord speaks. So he tells others be serious. Okay. Any final question? Okay, looks like everyone is satisfied. Thank you very much.
Guru Maharaj for such a nice benediction. But after getting that, he was not very, very happy. He did not get attracted. Or he might not even chase it in the first place.
The parents want to see success. Probably. That's all. Sons of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma said, okay, you get married. Right? Produce children, become the progenitors. What did Kumaras do? They immediately rejected. So he said, yes, if there is a higher purpose, there is no. But do it properly. Don't be half here and half there. So that is the only thing. Maharaj says, okay, in terms of brahmacharis, okay, if somebody cannot follow the order of, much worried. So what? Such people, because they are not in renounced ashram, in brahmachari ashram or anything. They may be either studying or working, like, yeah, that is a normal situation. Then one need to do them, those things properly. Don't hang around. Just don't hang around in Krishna consciousness. Don't take Krishna consciousness as an excuse not to study or not to work. Both has to go parallel. Understand Krishna consciousness is the most important thing. But at the same time, one who is really serious in Krishna consciousness, even material duties, generally that's a tendency. Then do those things properly. Treat parents properly. But at the same time, not at the cost of Krishna consciousness. It is possible. With proper guidance, it's possible. That's all. Does it make sense? Simple. And they want to see then it is a matter of time. They will come to that realization either today or tomorrow. That's all. Yeah. Yes, Mother. Giving our life to Krishna. Giving our life to Krishna means we are giving our life to the instructions of Krishna, which is coming through the parampara, through the disciplines they are doing. Because life means generally people give a life to the corporate career. 36 years, 3 decades. Giving life to corporate career. We can understand what they do. Morning they go, work till the evening. So that is like, and if you want to do full time, yes, you want to just serve Krishna, that's it. That's how giving our life. And of course we have the opportunity to make it more serious, more sincere. So always there is a room for improvement. But stick to this, that's all. Straightforward. You had a question before that. You had a...
So just when you say this language, when devotees have a desire, then Krishna fulfills the desire in a way that you don't have the desireless anymore?
Yeah. For example, everyone wasted so many years. Why did I waste so many years in doing that? I was thinking, okay, I will do research. I really thought like that. I'll become a researcher, I'll really get into the academy or research this, that, everything. That's how I came, when I came to Krishna consciousness, I was thinking in that way. Then, it's really, then I had to do the, whole entire PhD program myself. So many years I wasted. Now if I look back, it's such a waste of time. I decided, really speaking, I decided I wanted to. When I look back, you know, I just wasted 3.5, 4 years nearly. I just wasted that time. Of course, I was chanting 16 rounds, got initiated that time itself, coming for a morning program, etc. But it was just, if you think about it, it's just a waste of time. It's a waste of human life, at least personally concerned. It's just a waste of time. Come on, it's a waste of time. It was a waste of time. Is there any use for me now? There's no use for me now. It's a waste of time, you understand? So I had the material desires. Material desire got fulfilled. It was balanced in the sense, I was coming here for the program, I was preaching, I got initiated, etc. But it was a waste of time. Now if I look, it's just a waste of time. Really, it's a waste of time. Can you feel that? You think about your life, you'll understand what it is. Okay. Hearing, reading, we can understand the urgency. Because association, we are associating with Prabhupada, associating with the devotees, we'll understand. They don't have to speak anything. Somebody's so diligent doing things, we understand, oh, this is a serious business, I have to
do. Because
increase.
Any other factors,
hear more about Krishna. Hear more about Krishna. That's all. Or hear about Krishna, but both are one. At the lotus feet of Krishna, that's all. If it love Godhead. As Gangeshwar Prabhu was telling in a nice way a few days back in the class, on the street, I love the other person, so what kind of love is that? I agree, we can see other things are a bit, hankerings are a little under control. Previously it was only hankering.